lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, and it is Tuesday. Don Lemon Day. Hey, Don, congratulations. Don is hosting a half-hour program called The 11th Hour, which airs nightly. It started last night on CNN, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about that. And I'm a little tired, so I hope I can read my commentary this week. What did you say? Oh, come on. I knew y'all were going to be I was just going to be nice and say, I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving? Yeah,
well, Thanksgiving was great, Don. Yours was good, too?
Mine was great. I got to spend it with my family. First time in a long time. Nice. I really enjoyed it.
So, good.
So thank you for asking. You're going to meet my crazy mother on the cruise, too. So
all right.
She's where I get this from. So, but let's get to business here, because I want to talk about the president and a new initiative. 2 years into the second term, that's when presidents usually start to seriously consider their legacies and begin taking action. President Barack Obama did just that this week when he announced a new $100 million U.S. initiative to advance research towards a cure for HIV. It is a noble effort, and it's a really good start. But while $100 million to you and me sounds like a lot, sadly, it is just a drop in the bucket. The cost of HIV research and prevention is high. In just 1 year, some cities can spend that amount of money, if not more, on prevention. The cost of people of color in this battle is high as well, especially for African Americans. Here are the facts, which I quote directly from the Centers for Disease Control website. As a matter of fact, it is the first thing on the CDC's statistic page. I'm not even going to change the words for you. It says, more than 1.1 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV infection, and almost 1 in 5, 18.1%, are unaware of their infection. Gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, particularly young Black African-American men who have sex with men, are most seriously affected by HIV. By race, Blacks, African Americans face the most severe burden of HIV compared with other races and ethnicities. Blacks represent approximately 12% of the U.S. population, but accounted for an estimated 44% of new HIV infections in 2010. They also accounted for 44% of people living with HIV infection in 2009. Unless the course of the epidemic changes, at some point in their lifetime, an estimated 1 in 16 Black men and 1 in 32 Black women will be diagnosed with HIV infection. I reeled off all those statistics because I don't want to editorialize or to be misinterpreted or misquoted about the dangers of HIV in our community. So very simply, we must accept the fact that we are disproportionately affected by HIV and AIDS for a host of reasons. Lack of knowledge about how the disease is spread, denial and stigma surrounding homosexuality, refusal for abstinence in our teenage years, refusal to have safe sex, use condoms, high rates of intravenous drug use. Obviously, Black people aren't the only ones who contract HIV and AIDS. We aren't the only ones, some of us, who are not getting the message about safe sex. But we are among those who are still being infected in disproportionate numbers, and it has to stop. We must press our leaders, even the first African-American president, to do more when it comes to allocating resources to AIDS prevention and research for all people, but especially for Black people. $100 billion here in the U.S. is a great start, but please, Mr. President, we need more.
Yeah, $100 million sounds like a lot, but it's a drop in the bucket.
Sounds like a lot.
It's a drop in the bucket.
And especially when you think about the payoff for the investment.
Yeah.
Right.
Don Lemon.
When I read that email, when I saw the thing, I said $100 billion, it sounds like a lot. But then when you really think about it, as you said, Tom,
it's a drop.
Just a little bit.
It's just a little bit. All right. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Don Lemon makes them think.